for political maneuvering.
So are they seeing it as more people to vote for them in the future if they don't help Planned Parenthood and help these women who have unwanted pregnancies?
Well,
does it make sense?
Unwanted pregnancies isn't the only issue. I mean, we're there. The predominant majority of our business is 57%.
No, but I mean their attitude. We were just talking about their attitude being a political attitude.
Oh, it's a total political attitude. Yeah.
They're all worried about abortion.
They're all worried about abortion, and
the only organization that takes care of women under the poverty level with the abortions, or
that
what?
Part they don't care about. They just want to eradicate abortion entirely.
Do you really believe that? I mean, we have another side there in the government that doesn't feel that way. So why is it so major? It looks like you're going to be defunded.
But that, well, we've dodged that bullet for the time being. We almost shut down the United States government because of it. And because of the Senate, we didn't.
It just seems so huge. It's
huge. And it was, everybody was like, it's the budget this, it's the budget. No. It's about let's defund Planned Parenthood. That's what we almost shut the entire government down for. And so part of the backroom deal was, okay, we'll go forward with not shutting down the government, but we get another vote the following week. Well, the same thing happened. The House voted for it, and the Senate defeated it as a standalone bill to defund Planned Parenthood. So for the time being, it's been defeated. But, you know, after the next election cycle, mm-hmm. they'll try it again.
See what happens then, yeah. So what are your plans as an organization?
Well, our election arm is going to do our very best to have fewer people who are anti-choice get elected. And it doesn't break down by party line so much. There are anti-choice Democrats as much as there are, there's a significant number of anti-choice Democrats. So our political arm will ask people to pay attention to where people stand on this issue.
Interesting. How much money do you need to have it privately funded? I mean, can you go that way?
No. I mean,
can you have some charity benefits, some concerts and things?
I mean, no. Well, let me tell you what happens. Planned Parenthood Marmonte covers 42 counties across California and Nevada. 42 counties. We are a $90 million organization, which sounds like a ton of money. If the feds cut Planned Parenthood funding, so we couldn't get Medicaid, we couldn't get Title 10 funding, we couldn't get any of that, we would lose.
Title 10?
Title 10 is America's Family Planning Program, started by Richard Nixon. It is specifically federal funding for family planning. So we are the provider of that, and that's what monies we get to serve these patients. We'd lose $75 million.
Wow.
I don't know how many donors are ready to just write checks to cover $75 million.
Well, you never know. I mean, I see people coming out of the cracks to help even in our own communities now with all this going on. I mean, I know that's a big... I'm not trying to minimize it. It's huge. It's a big chunk.
In Nevada specifically, the Title 10 only goes by health center. It doesn't go... Planned Parenthood Marmonte gets it. So each of our 35 health centers has to have some sort of contract with Title 10. In Nevada, we subcontracted with Washoe County. And when they were starting to see their first budget crunch 2 years ago in 2009, they cut our subcontract for doing sex education.
In schools or at all?
We can't go in the schools, but we were providing, when you have Title 10 funds, you have to do some sex education that goes with it. They kind of figure if you don't have sex education, then you're going to keep needing the birth control.
Well, it's even the videos and things that how you screen
right.
any woman that needs the
right.
care.
So we lost it was a small grant in the scheme of things. It was only $80,000. But what happens when you lose Title 10 status is you lose the negotiated rates for birth control from that has created by the Medicaid negotiated rates. And so we started paying retail. So the price goes up for birth control, and we can't absorb all of it. Pair that with the 15% unemployment rate and how many people don't have health care. And there's been a study nationally that 1 in 4 women are postponing their annual exams because they don't have the money. And we're seeing that. We have lost 22% of our patients because they just don't have the means. And they don't qualify for Medicaid or some other benefits, and Medicaid's tapped out in Nevada because we don't invest in that as a state. Yeah. So we're closing a health center at the
end. Only one for now.
Only one for now at the end of June. But this is what happens when you lose Title X.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What are the chances of the government actually taking it over as federal government clinics?
Oh, I don't think they
do. And they do it.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Why? They're funding a lot of it anyway and trying to cut that. Why couldn't they take it over and charge a minimal...
Because we do it cheaper and better.
Well, I'm thinking charge a minimal amount of money. I mean, you'll do it for anybody. Maybe you need to
charge
$2 a walk-in.
Right now, with the Title X funds, we are just... Planned Parenthood receives a third of the Title X funding out of the $360 million. We get a third of it. We do it at a fourth of the cost.
That's nationwide?
Nationwide. Yeah. And in 11% of the health centers that are provided. We do it cheaper. We do it better. This is what we do.
Do you have any idea how they can remodify it and make it work, Allison? Is there a way?
You know, this is what confuses me.
I mean, they're going to cut things.
This is what when you cut family planning funding, for every dollar you spend, you save $4. So this isn't going to save money.
Hey, maybe they can just take it out of our paychecks.
This is
50 cents for Planned Parenthood. What do you think? Yeah.
No. You know, there are other places they can cut. They can cut the bloated military budget that's buying planes that nobody's using.
Well, this will be interesting to see, Allison.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck. What can we do to help? Tell us if there's something we can do to help.
You can write a check. Every
Everybody's asking for money. I mean, who can we call, Allison?
I think your purse is sitting right over there.
You can call your congressman. You can call Congressman Heller, soon to be senator, because he voted against Planned Parenthood getting funding. And you
He voted against... Planned Parenthood getting funding.
Correct.
Okay.
He voted to defund Planned Parenthood. You can thank Senator Reid because he voted to keep it.
How does Sandoval feel on it? Have we heard how he feels?
He hasn't had to discuss it in a while.
It'd be interesting.
Once upon a time, he was pro-choice. When the opposition came out for a personhood ballot initiative to define the fetus as a person, and have more rights than the woman within that it was in. Prior to becoming governor, Mr. Sandoval at the time said he opposed that. So
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today. Planned Parenthood, call your senators, call your congressmen, call everybody.
And
we're
going to
take a break. Yeah, write a check. Don't forget that one. Planned Parenthood. We'll be right back. The comedians are here from Pioneer Underground, and we're going to talk to them and have some laughs, so stay with me.
Fox News Radio, 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview on this Saturday with me from Pioneer Underground now. And I just love that Wayne has brought comedy to Reno now, Will. We'll see. And Eric Knowles. And Will, you're the headliner tonight,
aren't
you?
I'm the headliner this week, correct.
I'm reading here about you. Midwest farming community. They called you the chubby kid.
I was a chubby kid, yeah.
You stayed chubby. There's a lot of your
even through the military.
Comedy come from
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Three branches of the military and stayed fat the whole time.
Wow. Well, you're a cute fat one. You know what I mean? I didn't call you fat.
No,
you know what I mean. The chubby kid.
Absolutely.
The class clown, right?
I was.
But now I see here, Will, that you've been with Eddie Murphy, you've been on 7 Pounds, I mean, Will Smith, Yes Man with Jim Carrey.
Absolutely.
I love that movie.
I played a nudist.
Which one?
I played a nudist in Yes Man.
Oh, that was you.
That's me.
Oh!
I'm the big fat guy at the end of the movie, yeah. That's me naked, yeah.
What'd they pay you for that?
I didn't even
a
know
lot.
That.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Eric, you didn't know that about
my good friend Will. No, yeah. I didn't.
How much did you make for that?
A lot.
Come on, just give us a little. Come on, $10,000, $1,000.
$7,500.
You made $7,500 just to show your bare butt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So
more of those gigs, huh?
Absolutely.
So tonight you have two shows.
Two shows tonight, one at 8 and one at 10.
And the 10 o'clock one is not for children.
Yeah,
do you have some dirty jokes?
You
got some stuff?
I'm not even that filthy, but it's like, I guess we're, the material cannot be.
It's mature.
Right.
Yeah, so the 10 o'clock show is going to be the R show, the R-rated show.
Where do you come from, Eric?
I live in San Diego now for about the last 10 years. I'm originally from Texas.
And do you travel a lot with Will C. here?
He's my feature, yeah.
Oh.
I'm his feature act.
He opens up for me.
We've been in the car together. Okay. For way too long.
Way too long. I'm sure that
We're both Marines, and we just kind of clicked. We met in San Diego, and
we had that in common that we were both veterans.
Well, that helps. You're both jarheads, you know. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
So, what's your show about, Will? I mean, what's most of your? Is it about your family?
You know what?
I talk.
I grew up in an orphanage in a foster home. I kind of talk about that, getting adopted, just being a fat kid my whole life, and
aww,
even going through the military, and you know, just being the overweight guy in the military.
And everybody loves you by the time you're out of there.
Oh, absolutely.
Aww.
You know, and I take you on a roller coaster ride through my life. You know, talking divorce, kids. Everything.
Just, awesome.
Will C. really has a very unique life story.
Oh,
interesting and fun.
It's
very
crazy.
Very interesting. It's seriously crazy. I mean, he's one of the most fascinating people I've ever met. He was adopted. He has a good attitude.
Not,
he's not sure how old he is because there was a birth certificate issue.
What?
He's either 40 or 41. Something.
Right.
Yeah.
When I got adopted, I met my biological mother when I was 18, and she handed me my real birth certificate, which says I'm born January 31st, 1970.
Oh, that's exciting.
When I got adopted out of the foster home, they messed up and put January 30th, 1971. Well, that's my legal birth certificate because those are the people that adopted me.
So what year were you born?
I'm really born 1970. I'm 41, but by legality, I'm 40.
Swear to God, now look at him. Does he remind you of anyone?
Larry the Cable Guy, if you say that, I'm
no, 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 that's not it. That's not it. Oh, my gosh, you're probably going to hit me here. The guy from Two and a Half Men, the kid.
Oh, really?
Honest to God, does he?
Nice.
Shut up.
I'm winning.
Shut up. Look at him. You'll fart a couple times on stage. They'll be laughing.
Absolutely.
You don't do that, do you, Will?
No.
Not on purpose, he doesn't.
No.
He'll squeeze out. I wanted to ask.
He kept on blaming me on the drive up here. We drove 7 hours from Morro Bay yesterday, and up to 5 is nothing but like cow pasture, like,
oh yeah,
stock car, you know,
yeah,
like
manure, that manure
oh,
stuff.
Oh, it just smells like crap the whole way up here.
Listen,
no,
dude,
you know.
I grew up in Texas, man. I know what cow